If you turn on the vacuum cleaner and it doesn't work, what's the first thing you're going to do? Well, you're probably going to check to make sure it's plugged in and maybe that it's turned on. And if it is turned on and plugged in, but it still doesn't work, then you're going to jiggle the plug a little in the socket to make sure there's a good connection. And if that doesn't work, you might plug it into another outlet. And if that doesn't work, you might try to go find the fuse box and make certain that the power supply to your house is working. My question is, why don't we think of these things when it comes to spiritual connections? Isn't having our soul cleansed from sin as important as cleaning our house? If your spiritual life just hasn't been working for you lately, then why don't you make sure there is a good connection? Why don't you check and see if there's power coming from your power source, which for us is God? When your faith seems dead, or at least dormant, and there is no evidence of good works in your life, and you have stopped praying or thinking about God, check your connection to Christ. Ask yourself if you are in Christ and if Christ is in you. Now, has this ever happened to you? You're vacuuming, but you can't reach that last few inches of carpet on the far end of the room. And as you continue to sweep, you can tell that you're really stretching that power cord until it's way too taut. You're about to pull the plug out of the receptacle and bend the prongs in the plug. And you know it won't reach unless you switch it to a different outlet. And yet, whether it's laziness or stubbornness, you try it anyway. You try to make it reach those last few inches. And when you do this, it comes unplugged. Christians come unplugged from Christ all the time. You know that the only way you stay plugged into Christ is by abiding in His Word. And yet some of you stretch out the time that you come to church and have contact with Christ in His Word and sacraments, sometimes for weeks, sometimes for months, and in some cases even for years. You stay away from worship, and then you wonder why God seems so far away when you need Him. You wonder why you feel so distant and so disconnected from God and from your friends at church. If this has ever happened to you, it's because you got too far away from Christ, the source of your strength and your salvation, the source of your power, and you have become unplugged. In our gospel lesson for today, Jesus is warning you about becoming unplugged from Him. For a good relationship with God only happens when you have a solid connection with Christ. By yourself, so many things that you will try to do as a Christian are impossible. To love, to forgive, to have patience. And yet, the Bible says that you can do all things in and through Christ, who loved you and gave Himself for you. But as Jesus cautions in today's gospel lesson, apart from Christ, you can do nothing that has any lasting value or any real eternal significance. For the Bible says that without faith, without our being plugged into Christ, it is impossible for us to please God. You'll know when you're getting too far away from Christ. The Holy Spirit will begin tugging on your heartstrings before you become completely unplugged, warning you that your connection to Christ is about to be broken, to be severed. And the Spirit of the Lord will raise this question in your conscience and remind you of your connection to Christ. Are you in Christ, and is Christ in you? Well, I've been using this modern analogy of vacuuming and electricity. Jesus used a more ancient analogy of a grape vineyard. And yet the meaning is just the same. Today's gospel lesson is all about our spiritual connection to Christ and what results from it. Our Lord Jesus put it this way, saying, "I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him will bear much fruit." But then he adds, "But apart from me, you can do nothing." Christ is that grapevine, and you are that tender shoot that comes forth from that sturdy vine. The grapevine is the source of your nutrition and life and vitality. For each delicate branch that holds bunches of grapes. And so long as that branch is connected to the vine, the branch lives. And it grows, and it increases and produces a choice harvest of grapes. But should that branch bend and break off from the vine, it dies and becomes worthless. It withers. And Jesus would remind us that at the end of time, the angels will gather up these worthless branches that were severed from Christ, and they will be thrown into the fire and burned. This is only a veiled reference to those who will forever burn in hell for losing that spiritual connection to Christ. Just what does Jesus mean when he tells us to abide in him or remain in him? My friends, being in Christ is a wonderful concept. Being in Christ is a place of redemption. It is a place of refuge. It is a place of safety like no other. If you want to compare it to something, compare it to the ark in the days of Noah, when the flood came upon the world, but they were in Christ when they were in the ark. Or on this Mother's Day, think about that time in your life when you were inside your mother's womb and the safety and the solace that God provided you as your body was growing. Or think about being in the air-conditioned indoors during the scorching heat of August. Or being in your basement during a tornado. You see, to be in or inside conveys that you are in safety, that you are sheltered, that you are comforted, that you are protected, that you are shielded. And in the same way, that's what it means to be in Christ. It means that we are sheltered and protected from the wrath of God against sin and sinners that is about to come upon the face of the whole earth. And so, my friends, to abide in Jesus or to be in Christ is to be saved, is to be safe, is to be secure in your relationship with God. The Apostle Paul would often speak this way in his letters. He didn't talk about abiding in Jesus, but he did speak in a slightly different way about being in Christ. He uses this phrase so often. It is St. Paul who says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those of you who are in Christ." Likewise, Paul tells us that God has given us every spiritual blessing in Christ. And again, Paul reminds us how God forgave you in Christ. Paul likewise says many times and in many places that we are justified, that is, not guilty before God through faith in Christ. And so abiding in Jesus or being in Christ means that we are saved. I've had a friend in college who had only become a Christian in his adulthood, and he used to refer to his former life before becoming a Christian as that time in his life when he was outside of Christ. And then he would refer to the time since his conversion to Christianity as the time he has been in Christ. And that is essentially the way Jesus means it when he tells us to abide in him. For if we are abiding in Jesus as branches to the vine, we are making the claim that Christ is our God and we are clinging to him as our Savior. By abiding in Christ, we have peace with God. We have protection from the evil one. We have true purpose and meaning to life, and we have power from God to live as a Christian. How do you know if you're abiding in Jesus? How do you know that you're in Christ? Do you have to do something to make this all happen? Do you have to first clean up your act? Do you have to make significant moral improvements and changes in your life before you can become a branch connected and grafted into Christ? Jesus tells his disciples that's the wrong order. You are already clean because of the word that Christ has spoken to you. When Christ forgives us, he speaks us clean by his all-powerful word, even though our hearts are unclean. And so before Jesus ever raises the issue of branching out and bearing fruit in our life as Christians, in his grace, what Jesus is saying is that he has already made you part of his vineyard. As the vine, Jesus has produced us, the branches. In other words, we don't produce our own faith, nor do we produce the fruit of our own good works. But this all is the result of being connected to Jesus by faith. How do you know if you are in Christ or if Christ is in you? That question is not nearly as mysterious as it sounds. First, you are in Christ only because Christ is in you. For the one precludes the other. For it's just going to happen that a life lived in Christ is going to result in a life lived for Christ. And it is Christ in you who makes that happen. He is the one who works faith in you. He is the one who works everything good in you according to his glorious and good and gracious will towards you. It is Christ who makes us fruitful branches. It is Christ who works faith and forgiveness in you, which in turn produces the fruit of good works in your lives as well. Ultimately, the way to be in Christ, however, is to be in his word. And the way for Christ to be in us is in his word. This is when I'm the closest to Jesus. This is when I abide in him. When I neglect his word, I quickly become faithless and fearful and foolish, and sometimes, yes, full of myself. It's only by abiding in Jesus' word that Jesus abides in you and that you abide in him. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, grant peace and steadfastness of faith to you. Amen.